Phil Stanley, entomologist, University of Florida, Southwest Florida Research and Education Center, Immokalee.
I think you said there's some resistance in psyllids to neonicotinoids, including imidacloprid, all over Florida.
I gave results for Southwest Florida. I know it's occurring elsewhere, and it's pretty alarming. I was surprised how generalized it is.
What do growers need to do to cope with that?
Well, you know, if they have a problem, and it's not necessarily everyone who has a problem, what we can see from our trials is that spraying or drench, it's not going to make any difference. It's not going to work either way. The problem is not going to regress if you continue applying. So basically, you have to lay off the neonics, and we think maybe 6 months, could be slightly less, and then go back to them and see if they'll work.
In the meantime, rotate other modes of action, correct?
Well, they should have been doing that anyway. You can't completely depend on one mode of action. You saw that in our trial, and of course we know that. And we've been recommending for years that between drench applications, which most people did, they spray other modes of action. So everything is the same, except we just pull out the neonics for now and keep spraying.
You can also help yourself with reflective mulch. Helps reduce populations, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, neonics, particularly imidacloprid, but all of them, the primary use is to protect young trees. And if we don't have that tool, reflective mulch is not a replacement, but it'll help a great deal. Now, there's a talk going on right now about mesh bags. That's another option. It's all about economics and what works the best for the grower. You know, we think that reflective mulch will work. Bags, of course, it's going to be a more absolute exclusion method. That could be another option.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to thank all the growers and everybody that I've worked with over the years, the cooperators, and it's been a pleasure. It still is. And I hope to continue as long as possible.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.